Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Lamed Amud Beis. We're holding on the bottom, the last line, on Lamed Amud Aleph. So we mentioned in the Mishnah, a halacha, that any time someone went into the Azara, even if he was Tahar already, he still had to go to the Mikvah before going into the Azara. And the Gemara brought a machlokes as to the Makar and the reason for this tefillah. Ben Zayma said it's from a Kavu Chaymer, that if the Kohen Gadol, who when switching from going from the Azara to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, between Avodos on Yom Kippur, if he had to go to the Mikvah even though he was Tahar, so then Kol Shekein, someone who goes from outside the Azara, from a place that is not even Kadosh, into the Azara, so then even though he's Tahar already, he has to go to the Mikvah. Rabbi Yehuda, however, said that no, it's just a Tefillah Midrabanan, Serach Tefillah Hizoy, that it's just a Tefillah Midrabanan in order to remind the person going into the Azara that he should think about whether or not he's Tameh, and this way, if he remembers of any Tumah that he has, he'll know that he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash until he experiences Harif Shemesh. So now says the Gemara, but my kamifli, what's the Machlekes Ben Zayma, what's the Nafkamina between the Machlekes Ben Zayma and Rabbi Yehuda? So says the Gemara, Bachuli Avayda kamifli. They're arguing about whether or not someone who goes into the Azara without going to the Mikvah first, whether or not it's going to pass the Avayda, if it's going to be Mechel the Avayda. Leben Zayma Mechel Avayda. According to Ben Zayma, it's going to be Mechel Avayda, because being that it's a Kav HaChomer, so it's a Chiyuv D'Oraisa to go to the Mikvah before going into the Azara. So if a person goes in anyways without going to the Mikvah and he does the Avayda, he's going to be Mechel the Avayda. Whereas the Rabbi Yehuda, that it's only a Tefillah Midrabanan, so lo Mechel Avayda, it's not going to be Mechel the Avayda. Frakta Gemara, Leben Zayma Mechel. According to Ben Zayma, does Ben Zayma really hold that if a Kohen goes into the Azara without going to the Mikvah first, that he's Mechel the Avayda when he performs the Avayda of a Hatani, but we learned in the Braisa, that Kohen Gadol Shol Taval V'loi Kidesh Bein Beged LeBeged U'Bein Avayda LeAvayda, that even regarding the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, if he fails to do what he's supposed to do, and he doesn't go to the Mikvah, and he does not V'loi Kidesh, and he doesn't do Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim between the different Avaydas on Yom Kippur, so the Halacha is Avaydas Ekshera, the Avaydas Kasher. And then once we mention this line, so the Gemara is just going to mention the rest of the Braisa, that Echa Kohen Gadol v'Echa Kohen Hedyot Shal Kiddush Adav Raglav Shachris, that both regarding a Kohen Gadol and Stam, any Kohen, during the year, if he doesn't do Kiddush Adayim v'Raglayim in the morning, before going into the, from the Kiyur, before going into the, when he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, so then, Va'avan, and he does Avaida, Avaida, and he performs Avaida, so then Avaida Soy Pesula, so then his Avaida is possible. But the point is the Reisha of the Braisa. The Reisha of the Braisa says, that the Kohen Gadol's tefillah between the different avodos is not ma'akev, and if he fails to go to the mikvah and he performs avodah anyways, so the halacha is that being that he's tahor anyways, he went to the mikvah not so long before that. So the halacha is that he's not meichel avodah. Now, Ben Zayma's whole makar for the tefillah before going into the azara is the kal v'chomer from this tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. So if even by this tefillah of the Kohen Gadol we see that if he doesn't do the tefillah, it's not meichel avodah. So then obviously that means the tefillah before going into the azara as well. If a Kohen fails to perform that tefillah and he performs Avaida, so it won't be Mechel Avaida. It's not going to be more Chomer than the thing it's learned out from. So says the Gemara like this. So therefore, that's not going to be a Nafkamina, because Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda, Bein L'Ben Zayma, a Kohen that goes into the Azara without being Taivo, he's not going to be Mechel Avaida. So what's the Machlaikas Ben Zayma and Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Elul Meikin Basay Kamifligi. They're just arguing about whether or not there's going to be an Isser Asay, whether or not there's an Isser Asay for someone to go into the Azara without going to the Mikvah. Le Ben Zayma Kai Basay. According to Ben Zayma, we have this Kav HaChomer from the Kohen Gadol's Tefillah on Yom Kippur. So there's going to be an Asay from that Tefillah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that's learned out from this Kav HaChomer, which the Siach Yitzchak explains that even though in ancient Minadim, and we don't create Isurei Lav from Kav HaChomers, but an Isra Asay we are allowed to create from a Kav HaChomer. So according to Ben Zayma, it's going to be an Isra Asay. And Rabbi Yehuda, Loikai Basay. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, there won't be an Isra Asay. It's just the Tefillah Midrabanan. Says the Gemara Vayter, Umi Isle Rabbi Yehuda Haisfaro. Does Rabbi Yehuda even hold of the tefillah in our Mishnah? So until now we said that there's a tefillah that a kohen has to do before going into the Azara. And we had machlokes ben Zayim and Rabbi Yehuda as to the reason for the tefillah. So it's mashma that Rabbi Yehuda holds of this tefillah. But for the Gemara, does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that a person has to go to the mikvah before entering the Azara? V'atani, but we learned in the Braisa. We learned in the Braisa regarding the tyre of a mitzayra. So the process, part of the tyre process of a mitzayra, is that once the tzaras goes away, so he brings the carbon of tzipayrim, and then he's already allowed back into Yerushalayim. However, he's still usher to his wife, and he's still an avatoma. He's still going, he's an avatoma until for 7 days. And he counts 7 days. Those are called the Yemei Sfira. So even after he brings his carbon and his tzaras goes away, he still has 7 days that he counts called the Yemei Sfira, where he's still an avatoma and usher to be with his wife. On the seventh day of those 7 days, so he goes to the mikvah, and then at night he has Harif Shemesh, and he's going to be tar. He's ready tar completely. However, he still needs to bring a carbon on the eighth day. So he goes to the mikvah on day seven, has Harif Shemesh, he's tar. Now on the eighth day, he goes and he brings a carbon, and he gets his different thumbs sprinkled on with the dam of the keves. And so the halacha is that before he sticks his hands and feet into the azara, that's where they sprinkle his thumbs with the dam. So before he sticks them into the azara, he stands by the Shar Niknor, by the eastern gate of the Azara, between the Ezras Nashim and the Azara, the Ezras Yisrael, and he sticks his right hand in. Before he does that, he has to go to the mikvah on the eighth day. On the eighth morning, before he does it, he goes to the mikvah again. So he went to the mikvah already on day seven. He has Harif Shemesh. On the morning of day eight, he goes to the mikvah again before sticking his hand into the Azara. And we'll see later on in the Gemara that tefillah was done in the Ezras Nashim. There's a certain lishka over there called the lishka. That's where he does this tefillah on the eighth morning. So now says the Gemara. So the Gemara is asking, does Rabbi Yehuda really agree that there's a hold that there's a tefillah before entering the Azara? But we learned in the Braisa, Mitzayra Toivel Vaimed Bashar Niknor. The Mitzayra, he first goes to the mikvah on day eight, and then he stands by Shar Niknor. That's when he then goes to Shar Niknor and he sticks his hand into the Azara. But first, the Tanakhama says, first the Mitzayra has to go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Einait Sarach Tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he doesn't need to go to the mikvah. Because he already went yesterday to the mikvah. The word mibarev is a little interesting. The Siach Yitzchak points out that it's not like he doesn't go to the mikvah close to nightfall necessarily on day 7. He could go even on the morning of day 7. It doesn't matter which part of the day on day 7 he goes to. So the word mibarev is difficult to understand, but the point of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yehuda says is that the mitzvah does not need to go to the mikvah again on the 8th morning, because he already went on day 7. So what do you see from here? The Rabbi Yehuda holds that being that he's tar anyways, so even though now he's going into the Azara, he's going to stick his hand into the Azara, he doesn't need to go to the mikvah again because he already went yesterday. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that someone who's tar does not need to go to the mikvah before going into the Azara. Our Mishnah says that even someone who's tar already, before he goes into the Azara, he has to go to the mikvah. You see from here Rabbi Yehuda's chaylik on, he doesn't hold of such a tefillah. He holds that if you're tar already, so then there's no need to go to the mikvah. And therefore he says that the mitzayra does not need to go to the mikvah again on the morning of the eighth day. Says the Gemara, it's not a kasha. Hahu k'detani taima shekvar tavo mi ba'erev. There, it's different. There, it's not just pshat that the mitzvah was tar already. He was tar from a tefillah that he just did yesterday. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds he doesn't need to go to the mikvah again, because he just went yesterday, and we're not chayshish that he became tame again from then until now. But just because someone's tar is presumed to be tar, that doesn't mean he could. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that someone who's presumed to be tar still has to go to the mikvah before going to the azara. It's just this mitzvah, being that he went mamish yesterday, so therefore that's why he doesn't need to go to the mikvah again on day 8 according to Rabbi Yehuda. But it's not the pshat that he's chelik on the tefillah of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that in general, if a person, even if a person is presumed to be tar, he still needs to go to the mikvah again before entering the Azara. So, frak the Gemara, took Ari le my Karila. What was the Gemara's havamina? What were you thinking when you brought this Braisa to ask on Rabbi Yehuda? It says lahedi in the Braisa that the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is shekvar tavu mi ba'erev, not just stam that he's tar. It's because he just went to the mikvah. So, what were you thinking when you brought this Braisa? So says the Gemara, Mishum de Kabai Lemirma Achrisiale. The reason why we wanted to mention this Braisa is because we really wanted to mention another, to ask a stira on this Braisa as well. Because we have a second Braisa now. So again, so this first Braisa was the brisa that we just mentioned. Now the Gemara is going to bring a second brisa. So it says the Gemara now, we have another brisa which says that Lishkas HaMitzayrayim, that there was a Lishka in the Ezra's Nashim called the Lishkas HaMitzayrayim. Now why was it called the Lishkas HaMitzayrayim? Says the brisa, because Shasham Mitzayrayim Taivlin. The Tanakhama says that the reason why it was called the Lishkas HaMitzayrayim is because over there the Mitzayra would go to the mikvah on the eighth day. On the eighth day in the morning, in that Lishka, that's where he went to the mikvah. Therefore, the whole Lishka was called the Lishkas HaMitzayrayim. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, however, Rabbi Yehuda says that no, Loi Mitzayrayim Bilvad Amru, Elikol Adam. It's not just the Mitzayra that goes to the mikvah over there. It's everyone goes to the mikvah. Anytime a person who goes into the Azara, so he needs to go to the mikvah. So always he goes to the mikvah in that Lishka, not just the Mitzayra. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says back to the Tanakhama. But now what do you see from Rabbi Yehuda? See, it seems to be that Rabbi Yehuda says that the Mitzayra does need to go to the mikvah on the eighth day. Not like the first brisa that we mentioned before. Here Rabbi Yehuda says that Loi Mitzayra on Bilvad Amru, it's not just the Mitzayra that has to go over there to the mikvah. Everybody goes to the mikvah over there. But it's Mavur that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mitzayra does go to the mikvah on the eighth day. So says the Gemara like Asha, it's not a stira. Had the Tavil, had the Loi Tavil. It's just telling whether or not he went to the mikvah on day seven. The first brisa which says that he doesn't go to the mikvah on day eight, that's talking about a situation where he was Taivu on day 7. The second brisa where we see that Rabbi Yehuda says that the Mitzayra does go to the mikvah on day 8, that's talking about the situation where the Mitzayra wasn't Taivu on day 7. If he didn't go to the mikvah, so then he needs Harif Shemesh before he could stick his hand into the Azara. So that doesn't make any sense. He wouldn't be going to the mikvah on day 8 to stick his hands into the Azara if he didn't go to the mikvah on day 7, so that can't be pshat in the brisa. Ella says the Gemara, Edi the Tavil. The both brisas, the first and second brisa, are both talking about where the Mitzayra went to the mikvah on day 7. Just had the asach date, had the loy asach date. One's talking about where he was mesiach das from guarding his guf from becoming tame. So, if being that he was mesiach das, he had hesach das. So, therefore, even though he went to the mikvah on day 7, this is the second brisa. Rabbi Yehuda says he still has to go to the mikvah again on day 8 because he was mesiach das. And the first brisa, which says that he doesn't need to go to the mikvah, that's talking about where he was not mesiach das, and he went to the mikvah on day 7 and he wasn't mesiach das. That's when Rabbi Yehuda says that he doesn't need to go to the mikvah again on day 8 because he just went mi-ba-erev. You can't say that the pshat in the second brisa is talking about a case where he was mesiach das, because he asach date has a shlishi v'shvii by. If he was mesiach das from guarding his guf from becoming tame, then he's going to need a shlishi v'shvii, because then we have to be choishesh that maybe he went into an ayolam eitz. Rashi says the amar of daistai bar masun amar of yochanan that hasach das tzarach has a shlishi v'shvii, that he needs to do a shlishi v'shvii. So surely it's not going to help him just to go to the mikvah now on the eighth day of his Tyra, of the Mitzayra, because if he was Mesiach Das from yesterday's Tefillah, so then he needs to do a whole new Azar Shlisha Vishvi. So says the Gemara, Eli Idi V'Idi D'la Yasach Daite. Enachanami. So the both prices are talking about where he went to the mikvah on day 7, and he was not Mesiach Das. And still says the Gemara, V'lai Kashin, it's not a stira. Ha de Tavil al Das Bias Mikdash. The first price is talking about where when he went to the mikvah on day 7, he went al Das, and he had in mind the Bias Mikdash that he was going to do on the eighth day, that he was going to stick his hand into the Azara. And Hadulai Tavo al Das Bias Mikdash. And the second brisa where Rabbi Yehuda says that he needs to go to the mikvah again on day 8, that's talking about where when he was Tavo on day 7, he didn't have in mind the Bias Mikdash that he was going to perform on day 8. And the Mishnah in Chagiga on Yud Chesam Abayis tells us that when a person goes to the mikvah, so the tefillah only works for the thing that the person has kavana for, and not something that's more chamer. The Mishnah over there says that if a person goes to the mikvah and he has in mind to eat meiser, so he's allowed to eat meiser, he's not allowed to eat truma. If he has in mind to eat truma, he's allowed to eat truma, he's not allowed to eat kachem. So you see that the tefillah only works for the thing that you have in mind for. So to over here, being that he went to the mikvah on day 7 and he didn't have in mind the Bias Mikdash on day 8, that's pshat in the second brisa that he has to go to the mikvah again on day 8. So it's not a stira. The first brisa which says that Rabbi Yehuda says that he doesn't need to go to the mikvah because he already went yesterday, that's talking about where he had in mind today's Bias Mikdash. And the second brisa where Rabbi Yehuda says that the Mitzayra does go again on day 8, that's talking about where he didn't have in mind the 8th day's Bias Mikdash when he went to the mikvah on day 7. Al Kapanim, all this was to answer this stira between the two brisas. So that's all the first teretz. Says the Gemara, second teretz, V'bayis Ema, Tani loy mitzayra anamru ela kol adam. The steer was because in the second brisa, Rabbi Yehuda said back to the chachamim that loy mitzayra and bilvad amru ela kol adam. That it's not just mitzayra that goes to the mikveh over there in the lishkas hamitzayra an. It's everybody. So the second tarot is saying switch the words of the second brisa that Rabbi Yehuda said that no loy mitzayra anamru. They didn't say this about the mitzayra ela kol adam. They only said this about other people. But a mitzayra doesn't need to go to the mikveh because he already went yesterday. In this case, in which case, the second brisa is mamish consistent with the first brisa that Rabbi Yehuda says that the mitzayra does not go to the mikvah again on day 8. So that's teretz number 2. Says the Gemara, teretz number 3. Ravina Amar. Ravina says a third teretz that Rabbi Yehuda ledevrehem derabbanan kamar lehu. That Rabbi Yehuda in the second brisa wasn't saying his own shita. He was talking to the Tanakama. That lididi mitzayra ein tzarach tefila. I hold that the mitzayra doesn't need to go to the mikvah on day 8 because he already went yesterday. But he said that Rabbi Yehuda was telling the chachamim lididchu. But according to you, that the mitzayra does go. So ideally easy mihas. So at least be made it to me. The mar. Shalan Bav Metzia Ayinam and Aleph says easy is a lashon of my friends. So you say, so my friends, at least be made it to me. The loy mitzayra and bilvad amru that it's not just about a mitzayra that needs to go to the mikvah, even though he was tar already because he went on day 7. Ela kol adam, everybody needs to go to the mikvah, even though they're tar before going into the azara because of serach toma, because he has to as a reminder that maybe he's tameh. So once you're telling me that a mitzayra needs to go, I hold a mitzayra doesn't need to go because he just went yesterday, so there's no concern that he became tameh again. But Rabbi Yehuda was telling the chachamim, in as much as you're telling me that the mitzayra needs to go again, so then be maida to me that everybody needs to go for this reason of serach toma that maybe. Maybe he's Tam and he forgot about it. That's what Rabbi Yehuda was telling the Chachamim in the second Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda was telling the Chachamim that Loi Mitzayran Bilvad Amru, meaning he was saying that you should hold of the Shita. You should say that it's not only true about the Mitzayra, you should say everybody needs to go to the Mikvah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda was telling the Chachamim. The Rabbanan, in the Rabbanan, it's not recorded in the Brisa, but the Rabbanan hold, they say back, meaning they held, that no, the Mitzayra is Dayish B'toma. Now the mitzayra is different. It's dafka mitzayra that needs to go to the mikvah again on day 8, even though he already just went yesterday on day 7, because he was tamei for so long. He's used to touching tamei things. He got so used to it, and therefore we don't rely on the fact that he went to the mikvah yesterday on day 7. Because being that he's so used to being tamei, so maybe he became tamei again since the previous day's tefillah. But kol adam loydayish bituma, but other people that are not dayish bituma, so therefore they don't need to go to the mikvah if they're already presumed to be tar, because we don't have to be choshesh that maybe they became tamei, because if they're used to being careful about these things. So the Ritva points out that the fila chachamim, this chachamim in the second brisa, they're taka chelik on the din of our mishnah. They say that kol adam loydayish bituma. And then a regular person, not a mitzayra, a regular person who's presumed to be tar, taka does not need to go to the mikvah before entering the azara. So now that's all of the chachamim in the second brisa. The Gemara now wants to know what do the chachamim in the first brisa hold? The first brisa we mentioned that a mitzayra is taivul va'aymi b'shar niknor. That the Tanakama, the chachamim, they mentioned this halacha that a mitzayra needs to go to the mikvah on day 8, and Rabbi Yehuda was chilek, and Rabbi Yehuda said not. So the shaila is what's the pshat in the chachamim in that first brisa? Were they saying this halacha dafka about the mitzayra and not other people because they hold like the chachamim like in the second brisa, or they were just saying a mitzayra because they were having a with Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda was saying a mitzayra doesn't need to go, and they were saying that the mitzayra does need to go, but really they hold that everybody needs to go. So that's what the Gemara is going to speak out now. Amar le Abaye le Rabbi Yosef. Abaye asked Rabbi Yosef, the name of Rabbanan, the pligia laid to Rabbi Yehuda, kiben zaymasfirlu. Should we say that the Rabbanan who argue in Rabbi Yehuda in the first brisa, so the pshan in the Rabbanan is that they hold like ben zayma, that really everybody needs to go to the mikvah, but even if they're presumed to be tar, v'hai de katani mitzayra, and that which they said this halacha about a mitzayra was just like the acha kaychad Rabbi Yehuda, was just to show you how far Rabbi Yehuda goes, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a mitzayra does not need to go to a mikvah. Or maybe they dafka said this halacha about a mitzayra, that it's dafka mitzayra that needs to go to the mikvah, even though he's presumed to be tar, because he's daish b'toma, because he's used to being tameh, like the chachamim in the second brisa, and other people don't need to go to the mikvah. That a regular person, if he's presumed to be tar, he does not need to go to the mikvah before entering the azara. So Amar Le, so this was Abaye Shailu to Rabbi Yosef. So Amar Le, Rabbi Yosef said back to Abaye that Shani Mitzayra the Daish Betoma, that we should assume that the Pshan and the Chachamim in the first Brisa is the same as the Chachamim in the second Brisa, that they said this halacha dafka about the Mitzayra. That's dafka Mitzayra that needs to go to the mikvah before entering the Azara on day 8, even though he went yesterday because he's Daish Betoma. He's used to being Tame. But other people, if they're presumed to be Tar, they don't need to go to the mikvah before entering the Azara. We'll do a couple more lines. Says the Gemara, Amar le Abaye le Rabbi Yosef. Abaye says to Rabbi Yosef that Tfila zu chaytzeitz or ena chaytzeitz. The way Rashi is masber the Gemara is that they're asking according to Rabbi Huda that this Tfila before entering the Azara is only midrabanan. So is the chaytzeitz going to passel the Tfila if a person goes to the mikvah before entering the Azara? So the whole Tfila is only just a Tfila drabanan to remind him if he became tameh. So is he allowed to go into the mikvah with a chaytzeitz or not? So Amar le. So Rabbi Yosef said back to Abaye that called the tikkun rabbanon ke'in daraisa tikkun. That even though it's only a tefillah derabbanon, that in general the rule is that the chachamim, chazal, they establish their gzeiras and their takanas and their takanas derabbanon with the same format of the daraisa. So being that a tefillah daraisa, you're not allowed to go in to the mikvah with a chatzitza is going to passel the tefillah, so too this tefillah, chatzitza will passel the tefillah.